News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 18th of September, Anno Domini 2004, and you lucky people. You're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Chris Suttlemeyer.
And we'll be bringing you all kinds of news, views, and stuff you can use. And sometime after the end of that, we'll be bringing you Yankee baseball. But we're going to start with us. And we're going to start...
Minute. We got it first. Steve's birthday is...
Tomorrow. And yours is Monday.
Yeah. And my wife is today.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Dave. That's great.
She is much younger than me.
Well,
everybody is.
Yeah, if they're walking and talking, they're pretty much younger than you are.
Thank you.
That's how that works. That's great.
I don't know. So the five guys that just love, they're older.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's good. Chris, when's your birthday?
Tax day.
Ooh. There's a good reason to celebrate. Yes, indeed. All right. So, yes, tomorrow is Steve's birthday. The day after is Dave's. Today is Lori's.
Yep. Like I say, I know she doesn't mind me seeing her age, but I mean, I'm going to be
56. She's 26.
I'm going to be 56.
For the 30th time.
She's a lot younger.
Yes, you robbed the cradle.
You got it. Man, what a good cradle.
Let's start with the news, and we'll start with Dave.
Okay, man, there's a lot of things going on. One, the Chinese, by two big businesses, are really getting slammed upon because they want them to really crack down on this growing piracy market. Literally, China has places all over that you can go and get bootleg copies of Microsoft Windows. I mean, you name the software, it's there. You can get it with hologram and everything.
Including what they claim is released versions of Longhorn.
Yep, you're right. Okay, that 18-year-old kid that was arrested in Germany for creating the virus is now going to get 3 years in jail for his great part in that. So, they're really starting to clamp down on that. Some other good news, IBM, this I found very interesting, IBM, was coming out with a new line of servers geared towards small business. And they're going to load them with Linux.
To keep the prices down, which is great for small businesses.
Yeah, I mean, here they're able to, and, oh, by the way, all that power that, you know, an average server would need, they can downsize it if they wanted to, or it's just going to be blazingly faster because they're throwing Linux on it, and people are going to see great speed, and it's going to be a lot cheaper. Microsoft also came out with a warning about a critical flaw in the JPEGs. They recommend that you go to their website, and they have a patch for it. What the flaw can do is an attacker would have the ability to get in and craft various files and get into your email and documents and everything else. So, again, update. We can't say that enough. And that's it for right now, I guess. One more. This is a critical one because this is one that we've been telling folks to try out. Mozilla. You know, you give these hackers enough time and they'll find hacks into anything. Well, the Mozilla Foundation has fixed 10 security bugs with its open source Mozilla and Firefox browser and Thunderbird email reader. So if you've got the current version, definitely, by all means, folks, go up and get it. Mozilla has fixed it with 1.7.3. They're getting like Mac people. Yeah. One dot.
Now, those numbers have always been there inside of Windows. You just have to dig to find them.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
they really dig. They released 17 versions that are all number 3.
Right. Yeah.
Which number 3 are you running?
So definitely, if you're using Firefox or Thunderbird for your email, definitely go and do updates. Netscape, matter of fact, just came out with a new version of 7. Well, it's been out for a little bit. 7.2, and that, I got to admit, has great email, junk mail control.
Yep.
I love it because it learns and I don't see any of those emails now. They automatically go right to my trash and gone.
And Mozilla's at 1.0 pre-release, PR.
Yep.
It's the preview release, so it's pretty neat. We'll see what that ends up being. Pretty neat product. Steve?
We had some security releases this week in the Apple community as well, fixing a couple of potential holes in the iChat instant messaging software. There was a security issue that allowed a remote iChat participant, so someone you're actually chatting with, can send you a link, which is kind of neat. Here, check out this cool website. But the link could be a file on your local hard drive. And then, theoretically, they could get into that file. So Apple changed the way local links are handled, and now it opens the window the file is in, rather than opening the file itself, so
right.
It doesn't actually execute a program. And those patches are available for iChat 1, 2, and 2.1 under OS 10.3. Our version numbers are getting tricky now for supporting older OSs as well.
That's an interesting little thing, because now if you're iChatting with somebody and you say to them, so how do I change the something I've got a problem with one of my, and they say, oh, it's in the preferences. Where's the preferences? Why, it's right here. Click
right,
this
send
link.
Them a link.
Now
yeah.
The windows will all open,
yep.
But you haven't damaged their machine. I like it.
Yep.
And I like it.
And it's a lot safer than actually executing a program.
Yep.
So there isn't really much they could do after the program executes. You know,
right.
You could tell.
By then,
the horse is already out of the barn.
Well, you scare them. You tell the other end to open, you know, Excel or to open some program. And, well, I didn't click that. Well, someone else did. But
yeah, right.
They don't really have control. They just could open a program.
Right.
Also, Apple released some general security updates this week as well, adding new security patches and fixing a couple of holes. They also released an update to a previously released security update. Basically, the bottom line is go to your system preferences, go to system preferences, check software update, and it will automatically find all of the Apple software that needs to be updated. And if you get on the internet a lot, that's something you definitely need to do. One of the problems that we've seen, though, is that if you're on dial-up internet, it takes a long time to download some of these updates. So it's that's a good time to take your computer to a friend's house and plug into their high speed.
Yeah, exactly. All right, in the Windows world, this is great. There's a new worm out on the internet that actually contains an embedded audio message. I don't know how to pronounce this, Amos, A-M-U-S, the Amos worm, which may be Turkish, uses the Windows speech engine, which is embedded in XP and is available for other versions of Windows, to play the following message. How are you? I am back. My name is Mr. Hamsi. I am seeing you. You must come to Turkey. I am cleaning your computer. 543210. Güle güle. Güle güle means bye-bye in Turkish, by the way. And Lulu means pipe. That's the only other word I actually know.
You know, I still haven't heard back from those great scam artists that sent me the email and wanted to buy all that memory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for the supposedly money order to come in the mail.
Shockingly, it hasn't gotten to you yet.
It's been 2 weeks.
Well, you know, they've had a hurricane down there.
That could be.
That could be it. Yeah. I'm sure that.
I like.
The worm,
wait,
let me finish.
Okay,
the worm, which runs after the Windows XP boot up music has played, also deletes certain files, causing Windows to fail. It spreads automatically via an email entitled Listen and Smile, and it also alters the homepage settings in Internet Explorer. The reality is it's not a particularly brilliant worm. It's written in Visual Basic, so it was probably done by some 14-year-old somewhere. But it's rated right now a low risk, but just make sure you update all your stuff so that you're safer. And you have something to say about this, Steve?
Well, no, it's interesting to see some of the reverse scams where people try to catch the scam artists. And there were some great ones about the Nigerian Nigerian scam. They got these guys to go to Amsterdam and stand in front of a internet cafe in front of a webcam holding up stupid signs that they couldn't understand in English.
Right.
So it was this whole great thing on a website about this guy sent back a really ugly picture and with a marriage proposal, and it first started out the way the Nigerian scam works is that you get this email saying that my, you know, uncle in the Nigerian army just got arrested and he's got all this, you know, all this money stashed, and for a simple 10% you can I'll give you a fee. So the guy writes back, well, I usually charge 30% when I'm laundering money. But that was pretty good.
Yeah, Dave already talked about Firefox a little bit. There's a new thing out that says Webmetrics, the company Webmetrics, and they've suggested that Internet Explorer has been losing a significant number of users to Mozilla and specifically Firefox. The gains for those two browsers, which are both, of course, produced by the Mozilla Foundation, are most noticeable at websites popular among Geek Chic early adopters. 18% of its visitors use Mozilla-based browsers compared with W3Schools.com, which is a web development site, found that 18% of its visitors in September used Mozilla-based browsers compared to 8% in January. Internet Explorer use dropped to 75% from 84%. CNET News says Microsoft, Mozilla, and Firefox jumped 18% for the first 2 weeks in September. In the hours since, just in the first few hours, since Tuesday's preview release of version 1.0 of Firefox, they in 2 days they downloaded half a million copies were downloaded. They were hoping for 100,000 in a million in 10 days, and they were halfway to the goal in 2 days. So it's been gaining speed all along. If you haven't given Firefox a try, you owe it to yourself. We've already got a link to it, but it's www.mozilla.org. And there's a link right on the front to Firefox. We talked a while ago about some Cisco code for the Cisco router stuff being stolen while police in the UK have arrested a man in connection with the theft of that source code. Scotland Yard spokeswoman confirmed that just yesterday. They arrested somebody in either Manchester or Derbyshire. I'm not sure how close those are to each other, so I have no idea which one it was actually in. Some of the features, by the way, of the Firefox preview: improved pop-up locker, security improvements, live bookmarks, which for example, you can create a bookmark that displays dynamically updated content like news headlines and stuff, RSS feeds, plugin finder, improved searching within web pages. It's so cool. You really ought to try it. And Thunderbird is at 0.8. Brazil, the government of Brazil is migrating 40% of their computers to free software such as Linux by 2006. One of the Brazilian government officials likened Microsoft's marketing tactics to those of a drug dealer.
Give them the first one for free and then sell them.
Exactly, exactly. Earlier this year, the government's chief of software gave an interview in which he accused Microsoft of using the tactics of a drug pusher. The way he sees it, the company's offer to donate Windows to poor communities is just a ploy to hook them on Microsoft's products. Brazil is the leader of Brazil's alternative software program, who is, I can't pronounce his name, Brazil simply cannot afford Windows. The country has paid more than $1 billion in software royalties and licenses to foreign companies since 1999, yet they'd have to pay another $2 billion to eliminate pirated software.
We need a 12-step program to get off of Microsoft.
Yeah, one step. Download Linux, burn it, install it. Three steps. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Chris. What's your last name again?
Settlemyer.
I'm terribly sorry. Me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. Real quickly about a great...
Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray. Oh, and I'm Chris Suttlemeyer. Sorry.
He's new at this,
Chris
folks.
Is new. Chris is, this is his first day ever. He didn't even know where the studio was. We had to show him.
And he goes, what
the a microphone
heck is sound
about.
Nick, I was lying to you. I have been here a couple of
years.
Yeah,
I know you have.
I just wanted to scare you.
I know you have.
But he's never done sound bites before.
He's never done sound bites.
He didn't know what to expect.
He's used to sitting in the background, little wallflower Chris, and we're bringing him to the forefront today. Rob Linton is reading the news today, so he gets a little break for the rest of the time. But he will, particularly when we move to Sundays, we're keeping Rob around.
Yeah, we should remind folks.
We really have no
good taste. This is the second last Saturday.
That's
exactly
that we're
going
to be on, because October 3rd is when we make our big move to Sunday, which we're actually going to be gaining 20 minutes of listener time that we can answer questions, because right now as it is, we come on at 12:20 or thereabouts,
right,
and we have to be off by 2.
Right.
Well, by going to 11 to 1, we get a full 2 hours.
Yep. And we're going to
be bounced around.
We're going to be consistently 11 to 1 every single Sunday. It's going to be great. We're going to be able to attract more advertisers like the anonymizer folks you just heard about.
And I've been working on one with AdAware.
Right. We're going to see. It's going to happen. We're going to we're moving along, but part of that. And of course, we used to be on Sunday.
Yeah.
We started on Sunday.
This is just
kind of Back to the Future or something along that line.
You want to know how young I was? My mother would yell at me to come to Sunday dinner. I can't. Soundbites is on. Back when I still lived at home.
And that's supposed
parents.
To make us feel good? Is that what that's about? I'm a little confused.
We're all,
as to what the point of that story was,
that
except to make us feel old.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it.
In that case, mission accomplished.
Yes.
But and I've been playing with this this week. We after our cider meeting last week, we went down to a local bar, and at the end of the meeting, someone paid with euros.
How cool is that?
that's a 50 euro cents.
50 euro.
No, they call it cents. 50 euro cents. Yeah.
50 euro cents.
Is that worth a penny here?
No, it's probably 75 cents. Let me look it up.
Yeah, it's actually more. How cool is that? It's a euro.
So,
look, I'm holding up to the microphone so you can all see it.
So we had $2 bills and euros. We have a very eclectic bunch.
You know what? It sounds like kids.
You do have an eclectic bunch. We're going to go to the, speaking of eclectic bunches, we're going to go to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Marty from Rochester. Welcome, Marty. What's your question?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm running a system with Windows 98 Second Edition. Shut down after the computer's been on for a day or so. I get this illegal operation message. It says MSGS RV32 caused a general protection fault in module mmsystem.dll at 00030.
Yeah, we don't care about the number.
Okay. What's it all about? The computer won't shut down then. The only way I can shut it down is to hit the reset button and, you know, reboot and then go through scan disk.
Actually, you're pretty lucky. Windows 98 usually crashes every couple of hours, so you never run into this problem.
Yeah, it's in the messenger service. If you go to start, run, type msconfig, go over to the last tab that says startup.
Right.
And unclick that messenger service. You know, Internet Explorer puts in that instant messenger service.
Right.
Now, isn't that the Windows to Windows messengers? It's that passes messages between applications.
Well, this I've seen this a lot in Dave's favorite operating system, but I haven't seen it so much in 98 SE. I do know that it could be the setup x.dll file. The problem is you're going to need to get a new version of it out of your original files.
He can run SFC.
System file is in 98 SE.
Yeah.
That might work.
First try, if you go to start, run, and in that little window type in SFC, it stands for System File Checker.
Okay.
And what it'll do is have it do a thorough. And literally it'll go through looking for any missing or corrupted files, Windows-based files.
And I've actually run System File Checker, not through run, but through accessories and, you know, going the long way. And it's never found any files that needed replacement.
Hmm. Going back to, though, the msconfig and the startup.
Okay.
Have you seen any odd programs that are running in there? Because quite often, that's what when you go to shut down, it's got to close those things down that are running in the taskbar. Because those taskbar are tasks that are running. I would look at, try unchecking a few of those that aren't needed. And, you know, they're programs. You got, of course, leave the sys tray and a few of the vital ones. But some of the other odder programs that, you know, if you're running MS Player or, you know, some of these other programs.
Well, you may not recognize
QuickTime Player or Real-Time Player. I mean, a lot of these wind up playing havoc with the messenger service because they're trying to still continue to talk, But Windows is trying to shut down, and we kept saying, hey, wait a minute, come on, shut down, shut down. And the program says, back with you, and it still tries to keep communicating. And that's why you're getting that message.
I haven't gone in MS Config in a while, but probably
try going
6 months or so, right?
Yeah, try going into start the startup part and see if you can eliminate some of those things, see if it alleviates the problem.
And, of course, your antivirus software is up to date and all the yada yada.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Yeah, give that a try.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Marty.
Bye.
Our next caller is Virginia from Batavia, New York. Welcome, Virginia. What's your question?
Hi, good afternoon. I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I have one easy one I think is hard, but I'm helping a friend out. We had a computer that was transferred and then shipped back to the original owner. When we tried to hook it up, all we get on the screen is insert boot disk or reboot disk. We do not. It's a Windows 98.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody used the computer.
Where was it transferred to?
Well, somebody took it by mistake to Florida, and then it was shipped back because it's documentation.
If this has been bounced around, you might want to have this individual or whoever is comparable to handle this open the box up. Since this has been transported around, the first place I would start looking is making sure that your cable connections haven't come loose.
Uh-huh.
And make sure all the cards are seated tightly. But the key thing is all your power connectors. What it's saying is it doesn't know that there's a hard drive. So it could be a loose cable or a loose power connector.
How old a computer is it?
It's 98, probably 4 or 5 years old.
The CMOS battery could have failed, and it doesn't know what the hard drive is.
Also, the battery, then.
Yeah, it could be. It could be either of those things.
I first checked it since it's been moved around a lot.
The cables would be easy.
If you've got someone that feels comfortable opening up the machine and checking those cables, I'd start there.
I get it.
There you go.
All right, and one quick one. I'm just getting into Roadrunner. I'm going to install it. I run the security tangles faithfully. And I run Norton 2003 updated.
Mm-hmm.
Do I still need to run the Norton?
They're adding on to, and it's another side business of their business.
Okay.
And why not stay with the experts to do
it? If you're happy,
especially if you already have it.
You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well,
I got it right now turned on, and what it's saying is to fix this problem, the scan disk detected an invalid long file name entry on this drive but was unable to fix it. So
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Chris Settlemyer.
And this is Soundbites. Just a quick reminder, we only have a couple of Saturdays left to go. This one and, well, the next one.
Yeah, this and next.
Will be it. And then from starting on October 2nd, don't bother tuning in because October...
Well, they should tune into Wham.
They should certainly tune into Wham, but don't think you're going to hear us because we on October 3rd, we will be here on Sundays. Returning to our roots, back to the future. It's Sound Bites on Sundays, 11 to 1, every stinking Sunday there is. Well, we may quit 15 minutes early some weeks for baseball games.
I think
half a dozen at the most.
Yeah, six at the most. We're only going to have to be shortened 15 minutes.
Right. Before we get back to the phones, I want to talk real quickly about our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. Francis would like us to remind you. Every week we do a poll. Last week's poll was about Quicken. Do you use it? 428 of you voted, making it number 17 on the all-time hit list. The choices were yes, no, and it doesn't run on my operating system, you insensitive clod. The vast majority of you, 71% of you said no, 24% of you said yes, and a mere 5% of you are running an alternate OS. This week's poll is about something else entirely. Mice. I knew that. I wrote it. Actually, Marty wrote it, our friend Marty. Thank you very much. What kind of pointing device do you use? Choices are mouse, trackball, touchpad, eraser joystick. That's that little thing in the middle of the thing. They used to be called nipples. Apparently, you can't call them that anymore. Eraser joystick,
no,
data glove, other, please leave an opinion. And command line rules, you insensitive clod. Currently, there are 120 votes. 81% of you use a mouse. 8% of you use a touchpad. 6% of you use a trackball. 3% of you think we're insensitive clods. One eraser joystick, one other, and nobody's using a data glove. Data glove is the coolest thing on earth. Years and years and years ago, we watched a demonstration of a guy who was doing some stuff in Forth, the greatest programming language ever written, of course. And he's demonstrating and writing code on the screen while he's talking. And then he stopped at one point because there was all this whispering going on. And he said, I know what you're asking. Where is the keyboard? And he held up his hand. He had a glove on his hand with sensors in it. And it was a cording thing. You know, maybe index finger would be an A, but the index and middle finger would be a B, that sort of thing. So the combination of palm and fingertips gave him all the letters. He actually walked over to a bald guy in the audience, which this was long enough ago that I thought that was funny, walked over to a bald guy and started coding right on his head. It was actually pretty cool.
What's that one movie where the guy, remember, there's a movie, futuristic, and he has all this memory downloaded in his
Johnny
head.
Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah.
And he,
Keanu Reeves.
With the glove and opening up things like three-dimensional and using the, his fingers.
Hacking in. Yeah, yeah.
And think how good a movie that would be if Keanu Reeves could act. Never mind. We don't need to go there. Anyway, please vote in our poll, soundbites.org. Once you're done voting in our poll, please feel free to wander over to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com. And leave an opinion. So far, we have 19 people who've entered an opinion. Some of them are actually about the thing in question. Some of them are just propaganda for one thing or another. But a number of them are actually about the actual poll. So that's kind of nice. We'd like you to do that. And then stop back over to soundbites.org and join us in the poll in the forums. We have a bunch of forums. We've got 36,000 messages in there right now.
My wife loves going to the movie posters.
The movie posters. We have movie posters.
She gets such a big kick out of
these. These people are great. I gotta start finding those and putting them back online again. There's the logo saga. And I know I'm gonna change the website. I'm going to put the logo back up so that you can see the real faces. I know that makes you crazy that you can't.
How about an animated GIF?
One of you guys.
Morphing between the real one and the fun one.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Okay.
If one of our adventurous listeners wants to...
Yeah, right. But then they'd have to change it every single week. Anyway, I think we've got time to get back to the phones and talk to Richard from Brockport. Welcome, Richard. What's your question?
Hi fellas. I got a problem. I want to reformat my hard drive. I got a HP Pavilion, and I want to clean it off so I can put... my operating system is ME.
Hey, he wants to move away from ME.
This is good. I want to get rid of it. I want
to
completely reformat my hard drive.
To
but, of
XP?
Course, you can't do it. They say you can't do it because...
What do you want to move to?
XP.
Okay.
Well, the issue is that with HPs... They create a second separate little partition with your restore disks on it, and that's how you restore the ME again.
Yeah.
It also restores the bundle, the software, which you may want, and there's no real way around that.
Yeah, there really isn't. Unfortunately, HP doesn't care.
You can, but you can still do the XP upgrade.
Yeah, if you don't mind losing the bundled software, which most of the time isn't.
That's okay. I don't care if I lose it.
Yeah, then just get the Windows XP Home upgrade.
Yeah.
How much memory do you have in the machine?
256.
Well, if
get
he gets
another
the upgrade, that's a problem. Because he has no CDs, so if he ever wants to reinstall it later...
Then the heck with it. He says he doesn't care about the other garbage. That's no biggie.
No,
yeah, no, but
me.
The XP upgrade...
If he wants to then reinstall later...
I got the disk, the original disk that came with...
Oh, okay, then you're all right.
Yeah.
So I can because the upgrade is going to want to see
your... Yeah, just get the upgrade and let it run and tell it to wipe the hard drive.
And get another 256 mega memory.
That would be best.
512 is good.
Okay. But I can install the HP right over, the XP right over.
You got it. And you'll love it because you'll be away from that piece of junk OS that Gates should be sued.
Okay.
Yeah, but how do you really feel?
Dude, right. Not bad today. You know, I got up and get excited. It's my wife's birthday. I got my in-laws coming in from town.
Now, what lovely. Thank you very much, right. Richard. We appreciate it. Now, what lovely thing did you do for your wife for her birthday? Or haven't you done it yet and it's still a secret?
No, this year we kind of scaled back. We kind of both agree because things.
Bought a new house.
Yeah, we just got a new house.
Bad.
We're going
crazy.
Look,
honey, you have a kitchen now.
No, we're going to do something a little later on, closer towards our anniversary, which is in December. So once things die down, because like I say, we've been just got the kitchen done, and we have the relatives coming in. Matter of fact, they should be here right now if they're not already listening to us.
Of course they're listening.
And getting ready for stuff like that, and so it's been kind of chaotic. So we're going to just take some time later on. At our age, you know, I mean, it's...
Things are a little
slower.
At
your age, you don't even remember that it's your birthday. You had to leave Post-it notes around.
No. That's one thing you do not forget.
That's right.
Because if mama ain't
there's two things you don't forget. Anniversary,
and birthday.
That's right.
Because like they say, if mama ain't happy...
Ain't nobody happy.
Maybe we should
behave.
Thank you very much. Yes, we're trying to behave. We behaved once. It wasn't worth it for us. I don't know what the problem was there. We got time for another call here, or should we just mumble?
Let's take a call.
Chris, talk to me.
Yeah.
Chris, wake up. Cheese and crackers. Hal from Rochester. What's your question, Hal?
Well, I got a problem here. I followed everything you've done, you know, said the security tango. I've got all that, but I did crash. I'm going to try to shorten this up. I wound up putting in a new hard drive, slaved my old one, and I've gone through and I've loaded everything on it, which I really like.
Yeah.
I'm running 98 second edition.
Yep.
Which serves me fine. I've put in almost everything. I loaded, I have Office 2000. I loaded that. Now, I put that in after, or before I loaded my software for my printer. Now, I got an HP 7150. It will not recognize the Office. However, if I send the document to my Hotfax message center,
yeah,
I can print it from there. But it won't recognize my Excel. It won't recognize my Word. It won't. I can print off of off the internet.
Yeah. Here's the problem. and while HP makes some of the best hardware ever in terms of printers, their software stinks on ice.
Mm-hmm.
It is junk. It is garbage. It is trash.
I installed an HP software for a printer for a customer this week. The HP Inkjet engine it throws in your computer ate up 40 megs of RAM.
Yeah, it's
and
it's
she only had 200 on the computer, and suddenly her other programs won't run, complaining about no memory.
The only way you can fix this, and I use that term in quotes, is to uninstall the printer and all its software, reboot the machine, and install the printer and software again, because, God forbid...
I have several times.
And it still doesn't work?
No, and that's why I didn't know if I should get rid of Office 2000, get rid of all the related programs, and then reload that. Because I've done this...
How about downloading an update from HP?
I tried, and what it did is it went in, and it pulled off everything off the HP. It got rid of the drivers, got rid of everything. It went through the uninstall program.
Get rid of them in the registry.
Right.
You'd have to go into the registry and literally manually remove.
All right, so the add and remove, if you go in there, it won't do it then, huh?
No.
Again, that's the program, a lot of the other files.
Every program that you uninstall, that uninstaller is written by the company, in this case HP.
Right.
And it's as good as their software, let's just put it that way.
Okay.
So it's a by-hand sort of thing, and I'm afraid I don't know what else to tell you about that. If you were to install not the software but just the driver, maybe that would help.
Do you think it would recognize the Office program?
Maybe.
Give it a shot.
All right, so
I would
so
start
program,
there.
Just the driver.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is really, really stupid because every program is just supposed to go to whatever your Windows printer is.
Right.
So the Microsoft programs don't work with a Microsoft operating system when you have a non-Microsoft printer.
Right.
There's
the
crew.
Microsoft doesn't make printers, so that's not really it. But it's an HP problem. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Chris Settlemyer, me, Nick Francesco, each and every one of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Chris Settlemyer.
And this is Soundbites. Our next caller, Kevin from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Kevin. What's your question?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have a Sony Vaio
PCV RZ56 PC with Windows XP Media Center Edition in it.
Yeah.
And ever since I bought it at the beginning of the summer, it has a major problem with it, and I didn't even notice it until like a couple weeks after return policy expired, you know, and everything.
Sure.
So,
what's the problem?
It during certain applications and stuff, like if it uses a decent amount of memory, not a lot, but just a decent amount, it will shut itself off and then reboot and then come back up again.
How much memory's in it?
1 gig.
Definitely enough memory.
Yeah.
What it sounds like to me is that there's an actual memory problem. What, like you actually have a memory chip that's bad.
Yeah, do you know how many memory cards there are? Is it 4 256s or 2 512s?
Yeah, it's 256. It's 2 512.
2 512s.
Yeah.
Try removing one of them. Try it for a while.
I did that.
And
I switched between one and then the other, and it did it on both.
Yeah.
So if they're bad, it might be both bad. Or
it could. Here's what you need to do. You go to hello, man. I just cannot talk today.
And that's pretty bad for a radio personality.
Yeah.
This has been ever since last week.
Man, I don't know what
the problem
is.
Somebody had a birthday.
That's exactly it, and I haven't even been drinking.
Haven't gotten over it yet.
I didn't have my birthday last week. I was sick. Oh, man, I was dog sick last week. But here's what you need to do. You need to go to memtest86.com.
Memtest?
M-E-M-T-E-S-T-86.com.
Okay.
You need to download their memory tester. Your best bet is to download the version that lets you create a bootable CD.
Okay.
You have to scroll down a little bit to find that, but you have download Memtest 86 version 3.1A ISO image zip. Then you unzip it, burn the CD. If you don't have a CD burner, burn it at a friend's house. And that creates a bootable CD. Reboot the system with that CD and let it run a test overnight, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about your memory.
Whether it's good or bad.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
One.
I'm afraid that's it for another week. We are done. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Chris Settlemyer for keeping us on the straight and narrow. We will be back here next Saturday for the last Saturday at 12:20 to 2 regular time and everything else. And then that following week will be, of course, on Sundays. Check out Get Private now, and we'll see you again shortly on Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.